This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hi, I'm Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Privileged to be a guest on Radio Boston every week, almost. It may surprise people to know that I don't watch football on Thanksgiving. And that's one of 365 days on which I don't watch football. Oh, my goodness, now they'll all know that.
Okay, listeners, let's do a little pop quiz. As you know, today is Thanksgiving, but tomorrow is, well, at least according to just about every retailer in the nation, tomorrow is Black Friday. And what exactly does Black Friday mean? That's the question, and let me give you a second here. So you have your guess in mind? I'm here to tell you that you are probably wrong. And joining us now to tell us why is Ben Zimmer, language columnist for the Boston Globe and executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. Ben, great to have you back on Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me back.
So what do you think most people guessed about the meaning of Black Friday?
Well, the common story that's told these days is that Black Friday is called that because it's the day when stores, retail stores, turn a profit for the year. So they're going into the black on Black Friday.
Honestly, that was my guess. That for a long, long time, that's exactly what I thought it was. But you are here to tell us that we're wrong.
Well, that story that's told is not the true origin of the expression Black Friday to refer to the Friday after Thanksgiving. In fact, it first became attached to the big post-Thanksgiving shopping rush in the early 1960s in Philadelphia, when the police who had to deal with all of the traffic headaches thought that that was just the worst day that they had to deal with. The traffic cops had to pull very long shifts, 12-hour shifts the day after Thanksgiving.
So it's a Black Friday in the 1960s because it was a dark day for police officers who had to control traffic. But from what I understand, you say that it's even the term itself, Black Friday, dates to even further back than the 1960s.
That's true. One researcher has actually turned up a mention of Black Friday referring to the Friday after Thanksgiving about a decade before that, in 1951, in a journal that was about factory management, where they talked about Black Friday having to do with worker absenteeism. So it was tough to get factory workers to show up the day after Thanksgiving, obviously, if they didn't have that off as a holiday. And so the factory managers would call that Black Friday.
Well, you've dug up a 1951 issue of Factory Management and Maintenance. It looks like an industry journal. And there's an article in it that begins like this. Again, this is 1951. Quote, Friday after Thanksgiving-itis is a disease second only to the bubonic plague in its effects. At least that's the feeling of those who have to get production out when the Black Friday comes along. The shop may be half empty, but every absentee was sick and can prove it. So again, that's from the 1951 notion of Black Friday being one of absenteeism. But as you were saying, in the 60s, it turned into this shopping term. But I understand that having it associated with a retail day actually didn't make city merchants all that happy.
No, they didn't want to be associated with this term, which was obviously very negative. And in fact, that term Black Friday has been associated with particularly notorious days all the way back to the 18th century. And there were some financial panics in the 19th century that were also referred to as Black Friday. So it had a long-standing negative connotation, certainly not one that the retailers wanted to embrace right away. So we see in the early examples of Black Friday being used to describe this big shopping day, the retailers say, can we call this something else? How about Big Friday? They wanted to rebrand it into something more positive. But Black Friday is the expression that stuck around and not Big Friday.
Yeah, I mean, given that nobody calls it Big Friday, it's safe to say that rebranding was a terrible failure.
What's interesting, though, is that the retailers, I think they saw they had some lemons and they made lemonade out of it. By the 1980s, they had taken that expression Black Friday and given it a new explanation. It wasn't because of all the traffic snarls that people had to deal with, but instead this story about how their stores were going to go into the black, they were going to turn a profit starts showing up in the 1980s after about 20 years of usage.
Huh, interesting. So you've written that this misunderstanding, or maybe a better term for it is evolution, of what Black Friday really means actually falls into the wider category of something known as etymologies. So what's an etymology?
That's a great term that a linguist at Yale University named Larry Horn came up with to describe the false etymologies that people come up with, which seem a bit like urban myths. And so there's a kind of a mythology that might spread around the stories that people tell about the origin of a word or a phrase. And so he combined etymology with mythology to create this etymology. So it's interesting to see something like this, where we can say pretty firmly that the retail explanation of Black Friday is just historically not true. But now it feeds into a kind of a mythology that the retailers themselves perpetuate over the years. And if you are in the retail business, you will learn this story. You will accept it as part of retail lore. And so it just circulates that way, even if it doesn't actually have that historical truth to it.
Well, Ben Zimmer is the language columnist for the Boston Globe and executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. Ben, always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
And listeners, so that's the real story behind what Black Friday means. But as we know, today is Thursday, so please go and have a wonderful Thanksgiving meal.
My name is Lois Lowry. I am the author of 43 books, the latest of which is called Sun. I have celebrated Thanksgiving in a zillion different ways, including football. But I'm a female football fan, and just this past Sunday I had company at my house for brunch, and everyone was sitting at the table eating and having a wonderful time talking, and I was getting very edgy because I knew the Patriots game was on. And finally I just excused myself and fled to the TV room, and all the men at brunch followed me, and all the women couldn't figure out what that was all about.